begin 8th chapter. Shri Shuka Vacha Garga Purohito Rajan Yadunam Sumahatapaha Vrajam Jagamanandasya Vasudeva Prachoditaha. So, this chapter describes the naming ceremony of Krishna and Balaram, which happened before Trinavarta episode, and also describes some crawling pastimes of Krishna and butter stealing pastimes of Krishna, and ends with the Amritavakshan Leela, where Krishna eats some dirt and then shows universal form to Mother Yashoda. So, actually, Sukadeva Goswami described some pastimes of Krishna's greatness, right, through some demon killing pastimes, somewhat out of order. And then Sukadeva Goswami comes to more sequential descriptions now. So one day, Gargamuni, who was actually Purohita of Yadus, he came to Gokul to meet Nanda Maharaj. He was Sumahatapaha. So he has performed great austerities. He is very knowledgeable. Right? He authored some astrological signs. And Gargamuni's glories are also mentioned very nicely in Garga Samhita and other places also. So he came there. Sumahatapaha. Vrajam Jagama Nandasya Vasudeva Prachoditaha. Why did he come? Because he was inspired by Vasudeva to go there. Vasudeva had sent Gargamuni to Gokul for the naming ceremony of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj's son. About Gargamuni, he was one of the speakers. I don't know so many things there. I read only few chapters in relation to this 10th canto episode. Yeah, actually this naming ceremony should be done after some 100 days of after birth, right? After 100 days, according to astrological texts. And once Gaurambhu also mentioned that for Vaishyas have a different calculation and Kshatriyas have a different calculation. So Vasudeva happens to be a Kshatriya and Nanda Maharaj Vaishya. So Vasudeva was worried that, oh, Nanda Maharaj may perform the naming ceremony according to his own calculations, but Krishna is my son, so I'll send Gargamuni to do the naming ceremony at the right time. So like that. So Vasudeva was anxious there, although he was sitting somewhere else in Mathura, still he was very much conscious of Krishna. So Vasudeva Prachotidha. Tam drishtva paramapritaham Pratyuthaya Kritanjali Anarchadhoksha Jadhya Pranipata Purasharam.
Munnam Maharaj saw Gargamuni present at his home. Nand was so pleased that he stood up to receive him with folded hands. Although seeing Gargamuni with his eyes, Nand Maharaj could appreciate that Gargamuni was Adhokshaja, that is, he was not an ordinary person seen by material senses.
So, tam drishtva, after seeing Gargamuni, paramapritaha, Nanda Maharaj is very much pleased. Pratyuthaya, he stood up to receive Gargamuni. Then Kritanjalihi, with folded hands. Anricha, he worshipped Gargamuni with Adhokshaja Dhiya. He respected him as if he is Adhokshaja, Supreme Lord Adhokshaja only. Right, anarcha adhokshaja dhiya. His worship is as much as the Supreme Lord is worshipped, like that. Then pranipata purasharam, he fell at his feet and offered obeisances. Pranipata, Then supavishtam krita tithyam girasun rutaya munim nandayitva bhi nandayitva bravid brahman purnasya karavamakim.
When Garbhmuni had been properly received as a guest and was very comfortably seated, Nanda Maharaj submitted with gentle and submissive words, "Dear sir, because you are a devotee, you are full in everything, yet my duty is to serve you. Kindly order me. What can I do for you?"
Supavishtam. So he sat comfortably. Then krita atithyam. He was properly received as a guest, as an esteemed guest. Then gira sunrutaya munim. Nanda Maharaj with gira words, which are sunrutaya, very pleasing. So he started speaking to munim, Gargamuni. So muni, why the word muni is used to describe Garga? Because Garga was silent in order to hear Nanda Maharaj's intentions. That's why silent. He became silent, that is called muni. Then Nandayitva abravit brahman. So Nandayitva, so thus Nanda Maharaj pleased. Nanda did Nandayitva. So he pleased Gargamuni nicely. Right? Girasunrutaya abravit. He started speaking very pleasing words. To whom? Brahman. To a Brahmana. Right? Nanda Maharaj washed his feet and sat him down comfortably, and to relieve him of the fatigue of his journey, he received his guest, offered him Madhuparka and other items, then he spoke some sweet words of praise. Right? So there are two more words that are describing Gargamuni. Brahman is, he achieved the greatness because of knowing the conclusion of Vedas. He had devotion for the Lord. That's why he is called Brahman. Purnasya. He was called Purnasya because he was full in everything. Right? He has all perfections. Because he is a devotee of the Lord, he has all perfections. That's why he is called Purnasya. So finally he said, Purnasya karavamakim. Oh Gargamuni, you are Purnasya. You are complete in everything. Because you are a devotee of the Lord, you are complete in everything. But still, my duty is to serve you. Karavamakim, what can I do for you? That's how he asked. So Prabhupada says it is the duty of every grihastha to beg for the order or instruction from a devotee. Right? So Brahman is also connected with this verse in the purports, that Bhagavan Brahma Karsnyena Tri Ranviksha Manishaya. So the unchanging Lord reviewed the Vedas three times and understood it completely. Right, that is how Brahmanas are supposed to be understanding the Vedic literatures nicely. Understanding the Vedic literatures means understanding Krishna. So, now the transition from this verse to the next verse is, as different acharyas mention. So, case one, since Gargamuni is complete, he is fully satisfied. So, Nanda Maharaj is asking, if because you are fully satisfied, what service can we possibly render to you? Right? So, that means your coming to our house is pointless. Right? You are Purnasya, so we have nothing to do for you. So, your coming to our house is not having much meaning. That is one case. Second case is, do you want something perfect though you be? Please tell us. We will try to do that. So, since I am perfect, what you could do for me? So now from his side, from Gargamuni's side, he may question, I am already Purnasya, what you will do for me? From Nanda Maharaj's side, he may say, you are already Purna, what I will do for you? From Gargamuni's side, he may say, I am already Purna, what you will do for me? But these both cases are invalid. They both came together to do something for Krishna, not to do something for each other. So both cases are invalid. Welcoming a saintly person in a house is very valuable, never pointless, and it is very beneficial for the host, right? When the guest is such an elevated person. Acharya quote this example. Sanat Kumar came to Prithu Maharaj's house. Vamandev comes to Bali Maharaj's house, right? They did out of mercy. So when a great personality, although he is Purna, when he visits someone's house, it is only to benefit the householder. That is mentioned in the fourth verse, which is very important. Mahadvicharanam drunam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan kalpate nanyatha kvachit mahadvichalanam drunam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan kalpate nanyatha kvachit.
My Lord, O great devotee, persons like you move from one place to another, not for their own interests, but for the sake of poor-hearted grihasthas, householders. Otherwise, they have no interest in going from one place to another.
So this is the purpose of Gargamuni's visit. Right? Mahat vichalanam runam. The movement of great personalities, mahats, who are fixed in Lord's service, to runam, to human beings, grihinam, especially the householders, poor-hearted householders who are dina chetasam, grihinam dina chetasam, householders who are very poor-hearted, what is the meaning? Nishreyasaya, certainly it is only for the benefit of the grihastha, right? Nishreyasaya bhagavan, kalpate nanyatha kochit, there is no other reason for mahats visiting the houses of Grihinam. We have another verse. Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Devata Dharma Silasya Sudukhitasya Anugrahayeha Charanti Nonam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardhan. So the travelling of great personalities is only to benefit the conditioned souls who turn their face away from Krishna. Right? That is the pure Vaishnava's duty, is to act for others' welfare. So Krishna is Purna Atmaram, he doesn't have any needs. Similarly, devotees also have no needs. But just like Krishna descends to act for the benefit of conditioned souls here, similarly, devotees also have the same mission of para upakara. Bharata bhumite haila manushya janmayara. Janma sartak kari kara para upakara. Devotees have already done janma sartak, but they are doing, they are travelling for para upakar. Like that. So Nanda Maharaj is ready to serve Gargamuni's order. So this should be the consciousness of every householder. When a saintly person visits their house, he should be ready to execute the order. That behavior we see in so many devotees, Kshatriyas, kings, Dasarath Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, and so many other kings. Yeah, Chakravarti Pad also says, great saints leaving their ashrams and going elsewhere is the highest fortune for human grihasthas. Not deva grihasthas, not the demigod grihasthas, but the human grihasthas who are humble, thinking themselves lower than a grass, dina chetasam. So because they are qualified for the mercy. If one thinks that I am a dina chetasa, I am lower than blade of grass. If one is in that consciousness, a saint's visit to his place would be beneficial for him. Otherwise, when a saint is visiting someone's place, right, and that fellow is arrogant, why you come? You want some bhiksha or what? I don't have, go. So that kind of arrogant mentality, if the host has, a saintly person visiting that house is not of much meaning. But if the host is very humble, like Dina Chetasam, then it is very beneficial. So other men are absorbed in worldly actions for this and next life by their nature. So furthermore, they are engaged in supporting wife and children. Moreover, they are more disturbed. Right? Such people will actually get benefit by saints' visit. Yeah, Bhavadvidha Bhagavatas. What is that? Vidura comes to Yudhishthira Maharaj's house. There also glorification of devotees are there. They are places of pilgrimage, personified. Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. So now Nanda Maharaj is beginning to hint. his request for Namakaran ceremony. Fifth verse. Jyotisham ayanam sakshad yattad jnanam atindriyam pranitam bhavata vyena puman veda paravaram.
Saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you.
So, Jyotisham Ayanam Sakshat. Ayanam means any scripture, treatise. So, knowledge of the motion of planets, in specific astrology or Jyotisham. Jyotisham Ayanam Sakshat. You directly know the Jyotishastra. Right? Yattat Jnanam Atindriyam. That Jyotisha knowledge, astrological knowledge, is Atindriyam. Is beyond, which is not attainable by gross senses, is known to you. Right? When will someone go to astrologer? A person who cannot see things through his eyes, who cannot perceive things, he will go to Jyotisha. So he has some calculations. Okay? Atindriyam. He can understand that and then reveal to this person. Yattad jnanam atindriyam. What is the nature of that atindriya knowledge? Pranitam bhavata yena puman veda para avaram. So puman veda para avaram. Para means future. Avara means past. So you know the future and past. Para avaram of a human being. Puman. So you know all this. This whole astrological knowledge, science is known to you. So now you should do something that he will reveal in the next verse. So before that, Prabhupada comments that the duty of a father is to understand the astrological position of children and do whatever is needed for their happiness. Right? Whenever the child is born, depending on his birth star and timing and other things, so many astrological calculations are made by some brahmanas, and the father will come to know what would be the future of this child, all that. Prabhupada's astrology was also seen. It was predicted that he will construct temples and he will travel all over the world. Like that. By inspecting the charts of my son born to me in old days and seeing the lines on his hands and feet, please tell the auspicious and inauspicious events of the child's future. Child's future. That was the actual intent of Nandamara's words in the fifth verse. Right? Because you know astrology. Now show some astrology for my children. Those in material world for material enjoyment should know that because their present position will cease to exist, they must act very carefully. So Prabhupada leads the discussion to one's acting carefully. So the future is not in our hands, but one has to act very carefully. So such a great personality like Gargamuni visiting to Nandamara's house should not be without any benefit. But it would have twofold benefit. One for the present life, one for the future life. Now I will request for auspiciousness of this present life. What is that? Sixth verse. Tvam hi brahma vidam sreshta samskaran kartum arhasi balayor anayor nrunam janmana brahmano guruhum.
My Lord, you are the best of the Brahmanas, especially because you are fully aware of the Jyoti Shastra, the astrological science. Therefore, you are naturally the spiritual master of every human being. This being so, since you have kindly come to my house, kindly execute the reformatory activities for my two sons.
Tvam hi brahma vidam sreshtah. So, Brahmanas are Brahma Vidas. Brahma Jani Titi Brahmana. So, Brahmanas know about Brahman, but you are Tamhi Brahma Vidam Sreshtaha. You are best of all Brahmanas who know Brahman. Right? You are not just amongst the best of astrologers, but you are best of among those who know about God. That's how he glorified. Then, Samskaran Kartum Arhasi. Because you are such an exalted person, better you perform samskaras for my children. So, kindly execute the reformatory ceremonies. Samskara means, basically when a samskara is performed, it's a, like a second birth. Right? Samskara bhaved dvijaha. Right? So, now, Gargamani, my question, but this should be done by Guru. Why are you asking me? When he says, balayor anayor nrunam janmana brahmano guruhu. So you are naturally the guru of every human being. Right? Janmana brahmano guruhu. You are a brahmana, you are brahman, not just brahmana, you are brahmavidam sreshtaha. So you are naturally guru, so you can perform all this. Right? So Prabhupada emphasizes the importance of brahmanas in society. They are needed for the guidance of human society. Otherwise the society will become hellish. Right? In Kaliyuga there are no real brahmanas. That's why there is a lot of chaotic condition. So, after one becomes a brahmana, the next stage is he should become a Vaishnava. Right? But the modern people, they forgot the goal of becoming a Vaishnava. They don't understand that their goal is Vishnu. Nate vidu svarthakatim hi Vishnu. So, all these points Prabhupada says. So, Brahmanism is not a system meant to create a monopoly for a particular class of men. Everyone should be educated to become a Brahmana. Right? Prabhupada says, it's not restricted to birth. It's totally about qualities. So now, after Nanda Maharaj requested Gargamuni to perform samskaras for children, mainly the Namakaran ceremony, so Gargamuni appears to refuse the request for various reasons. Let's see what he says. Sri Garga Uvacha Yadunam Ahamacharyaha Khyatascha Bhuvis Sarvada Sutam Maya Samskrutam Te Manyate Devaki Sutam.
Gargamuni said, my dear Nand Maharaj, I am the priestly guide of the Yadu dynasty. This is known everywhere. Therefore, if I perform the purificatory process for your sons, Kamsa will consider them the sons of Devaki.
So this was the reason why he rejected. Such a glorious offering. Gargamuni is even aware that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So in this most glorious incarnation, complete appearance of Supreme Lord, I am going to give him the name. What kind of privilege it is for Gargamuni. Right? But Gargamuni is appearing to refuse the proposal. Right, he was not like overexcited. Oh, come. This is what I am waiting for. This is what I came for. Come, I will do it. He didn't say. First, he gave a caution note. Right, he was patient enough. Sri Garga said, Yadunam aham acharya. I am acharya of Yadus. Right? Khyatascha bhuvi sarvada. Everyone knows this. I am very popular to be the acharya of Yadus. Sutam maya samskritam te manyate devaki sutam. If I do samskaras for your sutta, Kamsa will understand that he is Devaki Suta because he is constantly searching and their family priest is coming and naming your child. Oh, this is the child of Devaki or what? He will think like that. Right? So actually, Gargamuni indirectly disclosed that Krishna is son of Devaki. Right? Not Yashoda. He indirectly said that. But Nanda also actually belonged to Yadu dynasty. How can the argument of the Garga can be taken seriously? Nanda Maharaj is also belonging to Yadu dynasty. But Nanda Maharaj was acting as a Vaishya, not as a Kshatriya. Their grandfather is same. Right? So grandfather had a Vaishya wife and Kshatriya wife. And from Kshatriya wife, he got Vasudev. And from this, he got Parjanya. So like that. So he was not acting like a Kshatriya. So he is from his grandfather's side, he may be connected to Yadus, but he is not actually considered Yadu. In that sense, his refusal on based on this request is valid to some extent. Now, he may question, Nanda Maharaj may question, who will pursue this matter? Okay, you are just directly connecting it to Kamsa and Devaki Sutta, but who will actually pursue this matter? Answer is, Kamsa will pursue. Kamsa will understand. He didn't use the word Kamsa. Gargamani. That's why Nanda Maharaj may ask. So Kamsa will pursue this matter. So Prabhupada intelligently puts all these links and other things, details given by acharyas in the translations only. Right? Makes the whole thing very simplified. That is the expertise of Prabhupada's presentation. So Gargamani speaks to advise that the samskara must be done secretly. It was not refusal. He was saying, like, let's be careful. We'll do it, but little smartly. Let's play safe. That's what Gargamani is saying. So, because of the danger of himself and Nanda Maharaj also, because Kamsa is such a cruel fellow that he will cause danger to the child, he will cause danger to Gargamuni, he will cause danger to Nanda Maharaj also. All these things he will reveal in 8th and 9th verses. Kamsa papa mati sakhyam tavachana kadundubhe devakya ashtamo garbho nastri bhavitum arhati iti sanjintayan shrutva devakya darika vacha abhihantakata shanka tarhitanno nayo bhavet.
Kamsa is both a great diplomat and a very sinful man.
Kamsa papamati. Then,
therefore, having heard from Yogamaya, the daughter of Devaki, that the child who will kill him has already been born somewhere else, having heard that the 8th pregnancy of Devaki could not bring forth a female child, and having understood your friendship with Vasudev, Kamsa, upon hearing that the purificatory process has been performed by me, the priest of the Yadu dynasty, may certainly consider all these points and suspect that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Then he might take steps to kill Krishna. That would be a catastrophe.
So that is, these are the reasons. Right? One reason is Kamsa papamati. He is a very sinful man and a diplomatic fellow. Then sakhyam tava cha anaka dundubhe. He understands your friendship between you and Anakadundubhe, Vasudev. Okay. One reason is he is a papa. Second is friendship with Vasudev. Nanda Maharaj's friendship with Vasudev. Then Devakya Ashtamo Garbho Nastri Bhavitamarhati. And he also suspects that, or he understood that Devaki's Ashtama Garbha cannot be a child, cannot be a girl. Devakya Ashtamo Garbho Nastri Bhavitamarhati. He understood that. 3. Then, iti sanchintaya srutva devakya darika vachaha. Not only that, devakya darika vachaha means Devaki's eighth child, who was a Yogamaya, right? Darika vachaha. He also heard from srutva darika vachaha. He heard from Yogamaya, Durga, that the person who is going to kill him is born somewhere else. Right? That is like fourth reason. And finally, if he also hears that, this many he was aware, if he also hears that I have performed samskaras for your children, then he will come and cause harm to you and me and the child also. Right? So these are the some 5 reasons that he gave. Apihanta gatashankas tarhitanno nayo bhavet. So, and Kamsa, Prabhupada says that Kamsa already knew that Yogamaya was maid servant of Krishna and she is forbidden to disclose certain facts, right? He knows that also. Yeah, now Vasudev may Nanda Maharaj may question, will he actually kill you? He is a Brahmavadi. Will he actually kill you? He said, nah, yes, yes, he is a papamati. He will definitely kill me also. Like that. So by good fortune, you have come to my house. So when will I receive such an acharya like you? At the right point, when my children are about to be named, you have come here. So I cannot lose this opportunity. Let's do it festival. Let's do the festivals on some other day, but do the namakaran secretly at some place where no one will see. That was the proposal that he is going to make. So before that, Anandamayi Champu, a paragraph from there about Gargamuni's refusal, apparent refusal. So he said, your humility conquers the hearts of everyone, he told Nanda Maharaj. And your submissive request is free from pride and arrogance. As the soothing rays of the moon moon bring pleasure of the to the Kumuda flower, I will satisfy your cherished desire in all respects. There is no one in this world like the wicked Kamsa, who is notorious for his cruelty and cannot stand to see anyone else enjoy. He is like a poisonous fruit on the dangling creeper. He defeated the demigods and put everyone in distress. Now, without any challenge, he has seized control of your country. Kamsa is always meditating upon the son of Vasudeva and inquiring about his whereabouts. He hisses loudly like a snake hiding in a mountain cave. He knows I am the Acharya of Yadu dynasty. Therefore, if I perform auspicious name-giving ceremony of your son, then the inimical kings, especially Kamsa, will come and attack you. So like that he presented the malicious nature of Kamsa. Right? Now, Srinanda Uvacha, Alakshitosmin Rahasi, Mamakairapi Govraje, Kurudvijati Samskaram, Swastivachana Purvakam.
Nand Maharaj said, my dear great sage, if you think that your performing this process of purification will make Kamsa suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purifying process of second birth here in the cowshed of my house without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives, for this process of purification is essential.
So Alakshitosmin Rahasi, let's do it secretly. Where Mamakair, so Mamakair means not even my brothers will know. Upayananda, etc., they will also not know. We will perform so secretly. Who will know? Mothers, Yashoda and Rohini, right? They will anyways not reveal the secret because they are mothers. Then these two small boys, Krishna and Balaram, what they will know? They will not understand anything anyways. Right? So, and where we will do? Api Govraje. We will do it in Goshala, Kaupen. It's a very pure place because this kind of ceremonies have to be done in a very pure place. But Goshala is always pure. It always has cow dung, right? If you do perform something, activity in some other place, then you have to clean that place with cow dung only. But if you do in Goshala, there is no need of cleaning also. Right? We will do there. It's a pure place and it is also empty. Because during the day, cows will go out for grazing. It is already empty. And all the gopals, caretakers of cows, they also went away. Absolutely no one. Only 5 people will be there. Myself, Rohini, Yashoda, Krishna, Balaram. At that time there were no names. Only 5. And you. So it will be very secret. So Dvijati Samskaram. So Dvijati Samskaram means twice born is one meaning. Dvijati. There are 2 jatis here. Balaram is Kshatriya Jati. Krishna is Vaishya Jati. Right? Do perform samskaras for both jatis. Because you have to do for both children. Right? So Swasti Vachana, with all the Punyavaha, then Swasti and Riddhi mantras. Okay. Some details are given. So Prabhupada elaborately describes about the necessity of such purificatory processes. So one of the assignments in beginning chapters of 10th canto is this kind of ceremonies, Vedic ceremonies, role of Brahmanas and Vaishyas in Vedic society, right, how they are important. So that is one recurring theme here. So despite many obstacles, this kind of name-giving ceremony is never neglected. Right? It will be done. And the celebration also will be done later. Right? So, in the modern days, marriages are done without much pomp. Right? Sometimes, right? They will go to some register office and do some sign and then exchange garlands and marriage is done. Right? And the divorce also will be done in few days. Right? With some more signatures. Right? But when the marriage is celebrated with great pomp, with so much opulence, etc., advertisement, etc., then the couple will take the marriage more seriously and then they will stay for longer time, hopefully. So, so but this kind of ceremonies cannot be neglected. Prabhupada criticizes Kaliga people also. So, now Gargamuni agreed to this. Gargamuni's face beamed happily upon hearing Nanda Maharaj's words. this is what I have come for. But he didn't reveal that. Right? He made Nanda Maharaj only speak that. Right? That's why one, if one is too excited, he will only reveal everything. But if one has some patience, na, he will allow the things to happen, you know, in a proper way. Right? It is said that as a glass bowl of oil reveals the objects within it. If you put in this steel bowl, you don't know what's happened, what is there inside, liquid. But if it's a glass bowl, you will understand it's whether it's oil or honey or something like that. Similarly, Gargamuni's inner prema rasa is very much visible as soon as he heard this proposal from Nanda Maharaj. Like that. So now, he agreed, and Yashoda Mai and Rohini Mai, they got Krishna Balaram there. So when Krishna Balaram came in front of Gargamuni, Anandavrindavan Champu discusses in such great detail that Gargamuni appreciated Krishna in so many ways. Right? Krishna's body and beauty in so many ways. And he considered the situation and again pondered. How? You see, interesting. If I hold on to his feet, everyone will say, this Gargamuni has gone crazy. Right? If I embrace him to my chest, then people will think that I am acting frivolously. If I hold back and do nothing, I will become filled with anxiety. Okay? And lose my patience. But never mind. Let it be like this. But just by the darshan, my life has become successful today. Okay? I will patiently do the rituals. He didn't show his excitement so much, although his mind is so excited. Right? So, my eyes have attained perfection by learning and exalted birth. We have become blessed. My learning and exalted birth has become blessed. The Lord has shown His compassion upon me and made my life successful by making me the Acharya of the divine Yadu dynasty. So like that, thinking in several ways, Gargamuni simultaneously drank the nectar and bathed in an ocean of bliss. Due to this, he seemed to be sleeping, although awake. Right? He seemed to be in illusion, although wise. He seemed to have fallen unconscious, although alive. He seemed to be blind, although seeing. He seemed to be deaf, although hearing. He seemed to be speaking, though he is appearing dumb. Right? He is speaking, but he is appearing dumb. So he seemed to be frivolous, although he was patient. Like that, because for a long period, if you see silence in some person, internally so many exciting emotions are happening, but externally they are not manifesting. Others will have some questions in their minds. Right? Like that. Now, 11th verse. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Evam Samprarthito Vipra. Svachikirshitam Evatat. Chakaranam Karanam. Gudorhasi Balayo.
Shukadev Goswami continued. Having thus been especially requested by Nand Maharaj to do that which he already desired to do, Gargamuni performed the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram in a solitary place.
So, samprarthitaha. So, now, evam samprarthito vipraha. Gargamuni was eagerly requested by Nanda Maharaj, like that. Although he intended to do it, but he waited for the other person only to request. So, svachikirshitam evava. He already desired to do so. So, now the question may be raised. Since Gargamuni was aware that Krishna is Lord, why he did not he hesitate to perform the ceremony? Right? So, because the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram on earth are bewildering to everyone. Right? So, even to those people who know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead also, they sometimes are, many times they get bewildered and then lost in the pastime only. Right? So, Gargamuni, although he was aware that Krishna and Balaram are my worshipable lords, still he took the opportunity to name them. Right? So, now Gargamuni felt great joy and gave them blessings also. He knows that they are worshipable lords, but they gave them blessings also. Sadhyapanmani, he became guru of Krishna and Balaram. He was also aware. Like that. Now, he began with Balaramji because he was his elder son. He pointed out his finger to the younger elder child, and then he began there. Sri Garga Uvacha,
Ayam Hirohini Putro,
Ramayan Suhrudo Gunaihi, Akshasyate Rama Iti, Yadunam Aprutak Bhavat, Baladhikyat Balam Vidu, Yadunam Aprutak Bhavat, Sankarshanam Ushantyapi.
Said, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudev's family and the family of Nand Maharaj, he will be also known as Sankarshana.
You are reading with so much bala. Ayam Hirohini Putro Ramayan Suhrido Gunaihi. So, three names he gave first. Rama. Why? Three reasons. He will give happiness to relatives and friends, devotees, Suhrido. That's why he is Rama, Ramayati. That's why he is called Rama. He gives happiness to everyone by his transcendental qualities. Then, Ramante. Second reason is Ramante. So he will give pleasure to Atmaramas or yogis or Suhruda, persons who are with pure hearted people. That's why he is Rama. Then he will be the greatest enjoyer, Ramati. That's why he is called Rama. So Ramayati, Ramante, Ramati. Because of these three reasons, his name is Rama. Then he manifests extraordinarily bodily strength. He is Bala. And Sankarshan. Why Sankarshan? There are four reasons. One, he has two fathers. Who are they? Vasudev and Nanda also. Nanda also considers him his elder child. Right? Second, he unites two families. Vasudev's family and Nandamara's family. A Kshatriya family and a Vaishya family are united, are brought together by this person. That's why he is Sankarshan. And one more reason that he did not reveal was, he was transferred, Akarshana. He was transferred from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. That's why he is called Sankarshan. Or he attracted the Yadus to follow his instructions. That is why he is also called Sankarshan. So due to various reasons, he got various names. And due to various reasons, he got one name. Then, Garga Samhita says, because when the universe is annihilated, he alone remains, Avasesha. That's why he is also called Sesha. He gave another name to Balaram, Sesha also. So because people will always know him as Balaram. So my giving him the name Rama or Bala is only a pretense. Because he will anyways be popularly known as Balaram. Like that. So according to the time of birth, Balaram has to be first named. So he did like that. Now he explained Krishna's names. Right? And while explaining Krishna's names, he partially explained the position of Krishna also. Right? And partially covered the facts. That is from 13th verse.
Asanvaranastrayo hiyasya. Grihnato Grihnato Nuyugam Tanoho Shukloraktastatha Pita Idanim Krishnatam Gataha.
Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow. And now he has appeared in a blackish color. Another Dwapar Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramchandra in the color of Shuka, a parrot. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna.
All incarnations have assembled in Krishna. This is another important verse that shows Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the avatari. All others are avataras. Right? So, Grinataha means Krishna is free to make a choice. He can do whatever he wants. Right? So this child, he appears in every yuga. Right? Three different colors are mentioned. White, red, yellow, and now black. And this is original. Now he appeared in black means that is the original form. Right? So he indirectly said he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this form, he exhibits himself fully. His name is Sri Krishna. All attractive. Now we will see Garga Samhita, where Gargamuni said in the Namakaran ceremony of Krishna, Sadhyah Prani Pavitrani Jagatam Mangalanicha. So his names at once purify the living entities. His names are auspicious of the his names are the auspiciousness for all the universes. Right? So now he gives meaning for every syllable, every letter of Krishna's name in Garga Samhita, Gargacharya.
Kakara, Kamala, Kanta, Rakaro, Rama, Ityapi.
So Kakara, the Shabda Ka stands for Kamala Kanta. Means he is the husband of Goddess of Fortune. Rakaro, Rama. So Ra stands for Rama. He is the supreme enjoyer.
Sakara, Sadguna, Pati, Sveta, Dvipa, Nivasakrit.
So Sa, Kara indicates that he is Shadgunapati. He has six gunas, six qualities, six opulences. Master of six opulences. Or he is Sveta, Dvipa, Pati. Sveta, Dvipa, Nivasakrit. He resides in Sveta, Dvipa also.
Nakaro nara simhoyam akaro yaksharognibhuk.
So nakara indicates that he is Narasimha. Then akara, last akara, it indicates that he is akshara, immortal, or agnibhuk. Means the Lord who enjoys offerings through agnihotra yajnas. That there are the five syllables of Krishna and the sixth syllable also. Krishnaha. In Sanskrit they say Krishnaha. The hakara.
Visargau cha tatha hetau naranarayana vrishi sampralinascha satpurna yasmin shuddhe mahatmani.
So the letter ha stands for naranarayana rishi. In this way, these six letters combine to become the name of pure supreme person. Okay, K for Kamalakanta, R for Rama, S for Shadgunapati or Svetadvipa Nivasakrit, then N for Narasimha, A for Agnibhuk, then H for Naranarayan Rishi.
Paripurnatmane sakshat tenas tena Krishna prakirtitaha.
That's where, that is how Krishna is pure, purna purushottam, Bhagavan.
Suklo raktastatapito varnos yanu yugam dharaha.
So this personality will appear in various colors in various yugas. That's how he said. Now, coming back to our original purport, the real meaning is hidden. The forms with white, red and yellow are his parts, are amshas, and now he has been born in his full form as avatari. So Krishna is the source of all avatars, and all other features of different avatars will manifest in him. Right? When Krishna appears, all other avatars will take shelter of his form and then manifest their qualities through Krishna. Right? They have come within the form of Krishna. He is the Amshi. They are all Amshas. Right? Supreme Being, whether appearing as Shukla or Rakta or Pita, he is the same person. Right? So different incarnations are there. There are different colors. Just like sunshine is there, it's one, but it has seven colors. Similarly, Lord is one, Krishna, but he can appear in various colors, in various incarnations. He is the full representation of all living entities. Nitya, Nityanam, Jetanas, Chetananam. So Pitavarna. Now Pitavarna is there, yellow form. That is referring to Kali Yuga incarnation. Gaurasundara always, he is Gaurasundara. Although he is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. So the yellow form, he is Krishna's form only, but not black. It is only different in color. Right? So Prahlad Maharaj also indicated indirectly in his prayers about his about Lord Chaitanya. Right? Because he is Channa avatar. Correct. So Chakvartipada says on avatari, Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Just as in Dwapara Yuga, the source of avatars appeared, attracting all within himself with black color,
So in Kali Yuga also, all avatars appear within him when he takes the yellow form. Means Chakravartipad is giving a commentary that Mahaprabhu and Krishna are the source of all avatars. They are same original Supreme Personality of Godhead. All others are avatars. So they are like avataris. So idanim, now is taken in a slightly broad span from the end of Dwapara Yuga, right, to the first part of Kali Yuga. Two avatars appear, both have the same potency. Like that. Krishna came in the end of Dwapara Yuga, Mahaprabhu came in the beginning of Kali Yuga, right? Both are supreme personalities of Godhead. In 28th Yuga cycle during Dwapara and Kali, the avatari appears in black and yellow forms. Like that. So yellow form is mentioned in Mahabharata. Suvarna Varno Hemango Varangas Chandanangadi. That thing. So Prahlad Maharaj also mentions in 7th Canto. The reason for this invisibility is that Krishna desired to know the sweetness of prema by merging within Radha's body, taking up her emotions and color. That's why the difference in color. Otherwise he is Krishna only. Full Krishna. Purna Purushottam. So Jiva Goswami also speaks about Krishna's names. So Krishna, Krishna means existence, Na means bliss. Combined together, the roots indicate that Krishna is the supreme form of God. So Ananda Vrindavan Champu says, he will be called Krishna for his ability to attract the hearts of his lovers and take away the sins of his devotees. That's why he is called Krishna. So this is a very auspicious verse that is giving name to Krishna, naming the all attractive Krishna, right? We will continue tomorrow. Thank you all very much. Prabhuji, would you like to share some things?
Giving name to Nami. Actually, just one thought came to my mind yesterday when you were talking of Putanavad. You know, you may be aware, all of you are aware that when one live bomb approached Rajiv Gandhi to put a garland, you know, I happened to be in the school days in those days. So that video was taken and, you know, they had shown that she's coming near, and then she's putting the garland, and next moment there is an explosion, you know. So, although he is a prime minister of a country, he is unable to protect himself, nor is he able to offer any benediction to her also. Whereas Krishna is also approached by Damanas Putana, you know. When she is approaching, she is making an attempt to, assassination attempt to kill Krishna, whereas Krishna, nobody can kill Krishna. Krishna doesn't get killed. And also, to the person who comes as a killer of Krishna, he is able to give her a, you know, great gati of becoming his datri in the spiritual world, isn't it? So that way Krishna, for himself and for those who come in touch with him, he is able to produce auspiciousness. Whereas, you know, in this world, no matter how big a person may be, he is unable to protect himself and offer anything valuable to others also. He's not able to do, isn't it? Because this thought came to my mind because Putana and all these Agasura, Bakasura, all these people are all aiming at and killing Krishna, and all of them are getting auspiciousness one after another, and none of them are able to do any little harm also for Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
The projects. Varadagopal Prabhu, Sachidulal Prabhu and Gadadhar Gaur Prabhu would be a part of leadership and administration project. And Asuras Radhesham Prabhu and Gauram Prabhu would be guiding the project. Second, execution and productivity. So the project work would be to develop some tools for the from Srimad Bhagavatam for the contemporary world, which are relevant to the schools and corporates, etc. Basically, these projects are, most of them are academic this time, and they are mainly meant for translating the contents of Bhagavatam in an understandable way for the modern public, right? So that is the purpose of the projects. Basically, we have the privilege of going through the entire Bhagavatam, 12 cantos, verse by verse, right? So now it's a reciprocation. Entire Vaishnava community has given us this opportunity. They allowed us to study. So we want to do some service to them by offering ready study materials through all this, and mainly these projects also. So presenting this knowledge to the modern world in an acceptable way for them in their own terminologies. Right? Even some Christian people also do this. We have one website, right, by someone, Steve. Okay, I'll give the website later. So they also take some references from Bible and then put in a terminology that is understandable by the modern people, the corporates especially, and schools. They make some reference manuals and books. They publish books and they give education material for schools. So all these things they are doing right from the scriptures in a terminology which the corporates are looking for. Okay, they look for some leadership training and then some personality development things and all those things. So we are trying to go into that direction. So the more details will be given by your guides. So second project is execution and productivity. So by Hemru Prabhu, Achyut Nityanand Prabhu and Ramurari Prabhu. Third project is education. Tools from Bhagavatam episodes for the contemporary world again, for schools and colleges. This is by Jagadish Hari Prabhu, Devashish Prabhu and Amritesh Prabhu. Then fourth project is being human. Right, just now today also we read, the Brahmanas have these qualities. Our Nanda Maharaj saw these qualities in the Brahmanas and then allowed them to offer blessings to Krishna. They don't have Irsha, Asuya, Dvesha and all that. So there are so many episodes in Bhagavatam where such qualities are mentioned, right? They are all qualities to be exhibited by a human being. And Bhagavatam also gives categories. Kshatriya has these qualities, Brahmana has these qualities, and Vaishya has these qualities, right? So we need to gather all those qualities and we can translate them into some modern terminology or some sutras or some other terms and other things so that the modern human being can understand and then release a book, Being Human. Like the Bhagavatam's perspective. So this is an initial thought. Padmavagni Maya Prabhu, Jagannath Yatra Prabhu and Samarpan Go Prabhu. So Nimai Lila Prabhu will be guiding this project. And the second and third projects also will be guided by Gaurang Prabhu and Rudranath Prabhu. Then fifth is thematic search engine of Bhagavatam. The first batch devotees have done almost completely. 12 cantos they have made. But after the fourth canto, the quality of tags that they have given in the thematic search engine can be improvised a lot. Right? So that would be the project of Abhimanyu Prabhu, Pran Gopinath Prabhu and Anadiram Prabhu. So the tag list can be improvised and the assigning tags to all the verses of Bhagavatam can be little more refined. And ultimately it should come as an app or a software or a website like that. We are looking for that. So you just type something, gratitude. And what all Bhagavatam has to say about gratitude should just pop up in front of the user. So the thematic compilation, we sat and manually did everything. So many themes should come out from Bhagavatam directly. For that, the Bhagavatam verse has to be appropriately tagged. What is the main theme of this Bhagavatam? Right, the word may not appear in the verse, but the theme of it is that verse. The theme of that verse is the tag that we are going to give. So that work is there. Abhimanyu Prabhu, Pran Gopinath Prabhu, and Anadiram Prabhu. Last is Bhagavat Subodhani. So now we released the first copy. We are about to publish it. Maybe before Yatra we will publish the first two cantos. Like that we have 10 more cantos. So that can be one project. By Anadiram Prabhu, Bindu Madhav Prabhu and Makanlal Prabhu. Anandanimaya Prabhu, sorry. Anandanimaya Prabhu and Bindu Madhav Prabhu and Makanlal Chalan Prabhu. So these are the projects. I'll give a printout of this. You can put it in the notice board. So three teams are guided by Gaurang Prabhu, and tomorrow we'll have a meeting tomorrow morning 8 o'clock after your breakfast. Varadgopal Prabhu, Sachidulal Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, then Hemarup Prabhu, Achyut Nityanand Prabhu, Ramarari Prabhu, Jagdish Hari Prabhu, then Devashish Prabhu and Amritesh Prabhu. And Prabhuji, you are guiding leadership project also. First one, leadership project. And your inputs are invited in all the projects also. So tomorrow in Gaurang Prabhu.
Like yes,
Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. So tomorrow, Gaurang Prabhu also, if you can be the part of the meeting, that would be nice. Yeah? So these 9 devotees will come, and Gaurang Prabhu and yourself, and you can have a meeting about how to take forward these projects. So other projects, the last 3 projects, Being Human and Thematic Search Engine and Bhagavad Subodhani, I will put you in touch with your guides. This week you get an understanding of how to go ahead. At some point you can meet your guides and then have some discussion. And from coming Monday onwards you can start execution. Okay. So thank you all very much. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Handbook. No, you'll get. Secretary, 10 marks. Third question, 10 marks. 10.7, third question, 10 marks. Second question, 10 marks. Fourth question, 20 marks. Fourth question plus fifth question, both together is 20 marks. Then 10.8, first question is 10 marks. Count. Madhumadha Prabhu was assisting. These questions were existing since 3 years. First batch I gave questions, they were there, but they were not typed properly. Some things have to be made.
Let us come in 2 volumes only, 26 and 27.
And one more volume we'll have for CC.
Krishna Samhita.
Yesterday, this is the information.